entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
Yeah.
Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk. It's not good.
In the homeowners, they touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No.
Hey, Donna! Did you shut the coffee yet?
Yes, welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be, and the only show, this is the only one, that you get to hear a lyrical marvel from a little band, from a little country called Germany. Who are they? Rammstein! Yes. Okay, enough Rammstein. I'm sorry, I've had my full of the evening. I've had my full. But you know, I haven't had my fill or full or whatever I'm saying wrong. I would say we have not had enough of Frank, better known as Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, what's up? Hey.
Hey.
You okay? Lost your command of the English language?
Hey, Ken. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you know what the area code is for British Columbia?
I haven't the foggiest clue.
Oh.
Well, now the ask, what is the area code?
Oh, it's a 250. Hey, do you know...
Did you say 250?
Yeah.
Oh, 250. Okay.
Do you know what the SMTP status code for mail action completion is?
God, you know, I knew that. I used to know that. What is it?
It's 250. Hey, Ken, did you know that the towns of Maytown, Pennsylvania, and Munson, Massachusetts, are celebrating their 250th anniversary this year? Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Hey, Ken, did you know that... The 250th top grossing movie of all time was Green Mile. Did you know that it was the 250th, Ken?
No, but I did know that Michael Clark Duncan's leg weighed 250 pounds.
Hey, Ken, do you know that Rolling Stone says that Black Sabbath's Paranoid? Do you know that's ranked in the Rolling Stone top rock songs of all time?
Frank, I would say probably somewhere between 251 and 249.
Rolling Stone ranks Paranoid with Black Sabbath as the 250th greatest rock song of all time. Hey Ken, did you know that what Lyndon Johnson used to say? Every handshake was worth. Do you know that?
Probably $250.
250 votes. Hey Ken, do you know Freddie Peacock? Do you know Freddie Peacock of Rochester, New York? Do you know what number person he was? Exonerated by DNA testing. He was the 250th person in the United States exonerated from DNA testing. Ken, do you know what tonight is, Ken? Do you know what tonight is, Ken?
No, what is tonight?
Tonight is the 250th episode of the DJ Style Program!
Yes, it is the 250th. I got news for you, Frank. You know, this is a milestone. And what better way to kick off a milestone than with technical difficulties... Your phone, or your connection, rather, sounds like you're on a payphone. Frank, how many times can you try calling back within the next 30 seconds? Is it 250?
Is that what you want me to do?
I'm going to hang up, and you're going to call right back. 1, 2... It is the 250th episode of the DJ New Style Show. I want to thank everybody for being a fan of what we do here week in and week out, with or without technical stability. Oh, Frank, you sound marvelous. Now tell me again about the area codes in British Columbia.
So we lost all that?
No, stop it. We're not doing it over again. We heard it. 316-768-4472. That's the number if you want to call the show on our 250th episode. You're on the DJ New Style Show with me and Frank. Who's this?
Hey, Ken. Guess what? Guess what the scale's going to say tonight when I weigh myself. Guess what?
Would it happen to be 250 pounds? I bet you it would, mysterious caller. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. But that joke had been stolen by somebody, I believe, our very own Gambit32 in the Heroes Talk chat room. You can go over to heroestalk.com, where we broadcast live every week, where Best in Show broadcasts live, where Culture Enema used to broadcast live. Do you understand what I'm saying, Frank? Do you understand what I'm saying? Culture Enema is no more. Jeff's project is no more. It will be replaced with The What Show. Friday night. On heroestalk.com. But that's detracting from our fucking fanfare.
You know what? It's all about us tonight, my friend.
Tonight, it's all about us. We've earned some fucking arrogance. We've earned the ability to say that what we've thought all along, we are better than everybody on the fucking internet. What we do every Tuesday night is tantamount to a miracle. We call it that only recently. You won't hear that on all 250 posted episodes. You won't hear that. We just got a little more arrogant with every episode. And right now, Frank, I don't know about you, but I'm saying that we're the greatest thing that has ever been created.
There's no better podcast.
Well, I'm just saying the greatest thing ever.
There's no better one.
If you want to just talk about podcasts, yes, we're the best as far as podcasts go. There are none greater. You have your ranking sites. We're better than that. We apparently we exceed the ranking sites. We're beyond that. We're so great that we fall way off of their top 10. We can't even, our rating is so high, we can't even appear in the top 10 shows, Frank. Do you understand? Have you ever taken a look, gotten a little bit of a gander at some of these fucking shows?
I haven't, but I'm willing to learn.
This isn't a life skill that you need to practice, so you don't really need to learn. It's really a list of 10 things that you can look at and say, I'll click on it or I won't. And you shouldn't, because all of it is contrived bullshit.
Just to reminisce a little bit, 250, 250.
Yeah. 250. You know,
250. I remember the days of old. I remember the 200th anniversary special, and now it's, this is 50 episodes after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait until it's the next landmark. I really want is 250 episodes without Cablevision's dog shit service. I would really love that right now. You know what, Frank? Let's applaud that. Eventually. Catchy Spanish phrases and slogans and songs aside, that company is fucking dog shit. And I've been using them for years, and what has happened here is that every day of the week, fantastic download rates, fantastic upstream, downstream, everything is fucking flawless. The one night of the week when everybody should be watching fucking Lost, sitting on their couch and wondering what the fuck.
Oh, it's Lost tonight.
And wondering what a smoky cloud means. They should be on their fucking couch and away from their networks, away from their computers. This is the night that it just sucks dog penis.
There were more tweets last week that saying that the last Lost episode was the best episode ever.
Good.
How do you feel about that? Are you jealous?
Am I jealous of a show that's making million? Like, how could I be jealous of a show? I don't understand. Like a TV show?
Let's hear these podcasts.
Listen, I'm all for arrogance, but for me to say that I'm jealous of Lost is, like, that's fucking ridiculous. You have to understand this is something that has swept the nation. Everybody has fucking embraced it. And I am one of the few people that have not seen an episode, not seen a minute of the show. I've only heard people talking about it. And what I will do is I will wait until everything is available, and I will watch it over the course of a week or a long weekend. I will watch it all, and all the years that these people have toiled on blogs and message boards, what does this mean? Oh, who is this character? I will not have had to go through that, and I will have had the same experience, the same net gain as all these people. I have zero vested in this fucking show, and I will continue to until it's all available. And I'm ready to watch it. And Goatweed saying I'll need more than a week, but it's totally worth the watch. You know what? If it's more than a week, I'm not gonna fucking do it. It can go fuck itself. I'm not gonna watch Lost. I don't care. It's no big deal. I mean, Jeff yelled at me for about 5 seconds for having never seen Pulp Fiction, and I think you.
I never saw it either. So big deal.
Yeah, but you've never seen anything. The last movie you saw in theaters was Ladybugs, with Rodney Dangerfield. And the kid who hung himself, Jonathan Brandis. So you're really not one to say that you're the standard of normalcy. However, Frank, there are some shows out there that get a lot of heat. And you know what? Congratulations to them. They're very popular. They've amassed an audience. I want to know why. I listen to them, and I just cannot fucking see why. Now, Frank, I have a selection of four, I think. I have to see exactly what worked out. I have three. I have three clips from three shows that are very popular, very highly regarded.
These are the highest rated podcasts of all.
They have received many, many accolades,
right,
to the point where they make a nice income from doing this show.
Really?
That's what I've heard. Now, we do okay. We're not living off of what we earn from this.
No.
You have mouths to feed. I have my own, and I have an ass to shit out of. That's about it. So I don't really need this because I have another job. But if this were to be my job, that would be fantastic. These people have pulled it off. The shows in question, Frank, the high-rated shows. The first one I just heard of recently is called You Look Nice Today. It was listed as the People's Choice Award winner for Best Comedy Podcast in, I think, 2009. The title is You Look Nice Today. Are you interested in hearing any of these?
Sure, sure. I'm willing to give it a try.
Now you're one to keep an open mind.
Absolutely.
Right?
Let's see what these bastards have to say.
I'm going
to
do my best and keep an open mind. But I've tried listening, Frank. I'll keep an open mind to this segment. Here we go. You Look Nice Today, episode, I think, 36. I don't know.
That's my neighborhood dive.
And the Validate parking, if you ask.
Yeah, I'm excited. We've named our house already.
What is it?
I don't know if you guys named. Are you guys namers? Are you a namer? I'm not generally a namer.
Yeah. Well, my family
was. I see you being a namer, Adam. I see you totally being a namer.
Not personally, but my family definitely was. I grew up with our house, which was called Housey House. Well, not really a name.
Well, now, wait, Frank, is that you laughing for real?
Oh, that's funny. Housey House?
Yeah, he called him Housey House. You know what I say, Frank? I say, this is a fucking snooze! It's a fucing snooze!
It's fucking brilliant!
It's...
He said Housey House.
Fuck it. He named his house Housey House.
You know your problem is? You don't have an open mind. These people are brilliant, and they should be the number one of all time.
Well, they're not. But they're very popular. They named it Housey House, Frank! It's a laugh fucking robbery. <rider. laughs> Anyway, enough of the dumb snore sound effects that are not working out very well tonight. Frank, the next show of these three, and I'm not going to be playing too much of them, you understand, don't you?
Sure.
Do you want to hear more of You Look Nice Today?
Whatever you got, my friend, it's a great show.
You really did enjoy that.
I love it.
Okay, well, here's a little bit more of that show. I don't know. I think it's pure shit. And I think that people that listen to that should be listening to us, Best in Show, The What Show, and entertaining things. Entertaining things. Calling your house Housey House. Oh, fantastic. Here's some more of You Look Nice Today.
Yeah.
Bubbles. Welcome to Bubbles. Yeah, so that's where we are. We're going to move in a couple days. So we're packing. We're halfway through packing, which is kind of like doing... forensic anthropology on your past.
Isn't that nice?
I'm laughing at your fucking reaction.
Oh my god!
You're
fucking hilarious. That's fucking hilarious.
It's audio Benadryl. It's audio
oh my
fucking
god.
Benadryl.
That's fucking priceless.
Why do you like it so much?
It's right on the point. It's apropos. It's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
It's apropos. Okay.
Yes.
So You Look Nice Today is tops so far in your book. Tops. Someone says, great show. You're going to say You Look Nice Today and then us, right?
No doubt.
Okay. Well, that's your vote.
I can't make the feat.
I give a big thumbs down to You Look Nice Today. So now, Frank, I want you to listen to this next one. It's called Keith and the Girl. Now, are you familiar with Keith and the Girl?
I have heard of Keith and the Girl. I haven't heard the episode, but I have heard of the show.
They are huge. They have fine listeners that tattoo their the Keith and the Girl logo on themselves, and donate money to the show, and purchase shirts and hang out and show up in droves to cruises. They actually have cruises of listeners. This is how big they are, and. I personally tried listening today, but I got banned from the chat room because I was asking too many questions of people, such as, are you really listening to this shit? Is this shit interesting? Why are you here for this shit? And I got banned instantly. Good game indeed, Goatweed. This is Keith and the Girl from today. I think this is from yesterday. Sorry, yesterday's show.
So what kind of typewriter cell phones this girl got?
Well, my old phone, remember the Palm one? The Verizon one? I had to press on it.
That's how she's saying, Ma, I can't have carpal tunnel.
Right. I need an iPhone.
Carpal tunnel.
Now, you know.
She, you would still text after you have to wear those arm things.
I don't think she has to wear that.
Now, Frank, what tickles you about this show?
God. The camaraderie, the chemistry they have, it's just one of a kind.
Well, I mean, you got Keith, and then you have the girl, and then they talk.
Yes, you have Keith, and then the girl.
And then what happens is they talk about cell phones and stuff, and it's just so, it's so great. It's funny. And they,
I love the little quips.
Yeah, you know,
I'm sure there's sexual tension between the two as well.
Oh, I don't think there's any. I bet you they're really hot and heavy for each other. I think they're a couple. I think they go at it. Let's take another listen to that. You seem to really enjoy that.
I think it's wonderful.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit, and we'll listen to a little more. There you go. That's the joke, everybody. No, I'm sorry. I'll continue.
It's you being in the hospital in about a week. Facebook, great for interacting with people, and now apparently also for firing people. A 16-year-old, Chelsea Taylor, was fired from her part-time job at a cafe in Manchester, England, when the manager sent her a message on Facebook. Huh. Lane Sutton, the manager of Cookie's Coffee Shop, informed Taylor she was being fired because she had lost a 10-pound note after being asked to buy cookies for her coworkers. That's like, what?
I think Fred from Brooklyn should write them a letter and tell them to stop ripping off Weird But True.
Yeah, this is... That
is textbook Weird But True from Fred from Brooklyn.
This is a wonderful program. You have comedy mixed with current events and news. I think it's what I'm a Keith and the Girl fan. I'm going to get a tattoo.
You're going to get a tattoo. Where are you going to get it placed?
Keith, big fan of Keith and the Girl.
The funny thing is,
you know how you when you go onto the Hear Us Talk website,
yeah.
And you put in your nickname, and one of the examples is slash a big fan of whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna put that for I'm a fan of Keith.
You know what?
Girl.
I am too, Frank. I am too. You're gonna get a tattoo. You're gonna get their logo.
Yes.
That's what you're gonna. I'm gonna get. See, I already have. I'm gonna get the likeness of Keith tattooed on me because I was born with a likeness of the girl, and I shit from it and wipe it after I take shits because this fucking show is a pile of steaming ripped assholes. It is the worst, most uninteresting fucking snoozy bullshit I've ever fucking heard in my life. But for some reason, this is what people flock to.
Because it's mainstream, my friend.
It's milquetoast, mainstream. Oh, he's so edgy, that Keith. And that girl.
Don't
you
understand that milquetoast is more digestible?
Is it? Is that why people take care of it? Have you ever eaten milquetoast? I've only heard it as a description for stuff that sucks, which is why I used it now. So, anyway, Frank, that was Keith and the Girl. I know you want more. I know you want more. But we have another show. This is the final show, consistently ranked in the top five. This is called Red Bar Radio. I don't know anything about these guys. I literally don't know anything about them. I've never heard them. I just needed another show to round out this little segment we're doing. But they're a podcast. We hit 250 episodes. We're fantastic. Chances are we're better than them. But apparently to you... The other two shows we played were better than us. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Well, who's better? Did you like You Look Nice Today, or did you like Keith and the Girl?
I think it's an even tie.
A dead fucking heat.
Yes.
Wow, what a sad state of affairs. The next one, Red Bar Radio. This is from, again, yesterday's show.
Mike says she's a les. Real loud. Mike and just...
Here's the thing about Mike David. I'm either real loud,
third person now,
or everyone I know has the best hearing I've ever fucking seen in my life.
You're loud.
Am I loud?
I'm half deaf in this ear.
My mom.
She's a les.
My mom always said to me, "Shh, you're so loud."
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I might need a little bit of a different bit of audio from that.
You know, they're risky when they say les.
They are a little risky, Frank. You know, God forbid somebody finds out that they've said this and confronts them on it. That's just going out there. Calling somebody a lesbo. Here we go.
Oh, it does.
Mike says she's a les.
Yeah, okay. So the clip doesn't work. That's fantastic. So their show is ranked in the top 10 because people only hear 5 seconds of it. So Red Bar Radio, Frank, she's a les. Where does that stand on the three? They're the best shows.
It's a three-way tie.
A three-way tie.
Two-way tie for number one.
You didn't like Keith and the Girl more, Frank.
I like the bed. They're all dead heat.
You know what? Listen to this again.
So what kind of typewriter cell phones this girl got?
Because she's got a big cell phone with buttons. You see what I'm saying? And you probably need an ink ribbon. Oh, he's a genius. Let's listen to a little more. I'm so stoked.
COZ, obviously the till was down at the end of the day. She wasn't very pleased at all, and despite me trying to persuade her otherwise, she said I have to letter U, go. I'm really sorry.
Ew.
Wow! Just, you know, they let it all out there. Yeah.
I think it's wonderful how at the end of his statement she said ew. I think that's very original.
I think we're going to try and fake it a little better than that. Oh, God. You know what, Frank? I don't know. I'm speechless. This is frequently regarded as the greatest podcast on the internet right
now.
The
reason you're speechless is because these shows take your breath away because they're so great. You should learn from these people.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll have people getting tattoos of the DJ style program.
I don't want that. I don't want people getting tattoos of our fucking logo.
Now, let me ask you a question. I want you
to be
honest.
I'm going to eat a snack real quick. Hold on. Mmm.
I know what that is.
Mmm.
That's one of those things that you get at the supermarket that they press the little thing together.
Mmm, so good.
Let me ask you a question. I want a little bit of real talk here.
Real talk. Real motherfucking talk.
No, I want real talk. I asked you earlier if you were jealous of the show Lost, and obviously that's you can't compare us to something like that. Are you jealous of these programs because they have great popularity? And I want you to be honest.
You know what? Here's the thing. They've found a way to attract a huge audience, milk them of money, and I applaud them for that. That fact that they can draw. Yeah, I'd love to draw like that. But I wouldn't want to have to do it with that fucking shit. It's just, it's pure shit. And you know what? Being middle of the road will get you places. Apparently, being middle of the road will take you to great heights. Because you're not a risk. You're not anything that, hasn't already been done before. It's been done. They know what to expect. They know the formula. Granted, don't get me wrong. I don't think we're cutting edge. I don't think we're fantastic. I mean, all false bravado aside, I think we're pretty fucking good. And I think we're entertaining. But I see things like this, and I'm gonna be completely honest. It fucking burns me that listen to me. I see their popularity. I don't care. That's fine. That's great. And then I say, what is this Keith and the Girl everybody's talking about? And we get, what is this typewriter cell phone this girl has? And it just fucking burns my ass. It just fucking burns me that they do this shit. This absolute shit, and people blindly follow it. And that's what it is. I don't know. Shawnee Murphy is saying that he would spout shit on the internet for cash. He is not an art snob. You know what? I guess so. If you could sell out and get money from doing stuff like that, more power to you. But what baffles me is the girl is not incredibly sexy. If she gets by, it's based on what she says. So I don't really know. I don't really know.
Well, her looks are totally irrelevant to the that's not really.
No, that's
relevant.
Not true. That's not true at all. If you're a hot girl, not even hot. If you are a six, if you're a solid six, and someone would look at you and say, "Yeah, I'd fuck you," then you could basically have the internet by the balls.
You know,
do you understand? Do you understand how that works? You basically just prey on lonely people.
Or I guess any radio show for that fact, or anything for that fact.
But it's it. The thing about it is, Frank, it's not just radio, really. I mean, every show has cams on. I'm on cam. I know you're not. You used to be, but for some reason...
I will be on cam as soon as somebody gets something fixed.
Why are you not on cam?
Well, let's finish up this.
Why are you not on cam, first of all? And Shawnee Murphy just confirmed. Okay, I just looked. The girl is ugly as shit. That's what he said. Now, I didn't say that she was ugly as shit. Personally, she's not my cup of tea. She's more like a cup of pee. But she's pretty disgusting. So if she's getting by and she's popular, it's because of what she's saying. Or because she's attached to a guy that has good things to say. I don't know. Anyway, Frank, continue. Do you feel at all? Do you hear these shows? See how popular they are, and do you feel anything?
Personally, yes.
You do.
I'm riddled with rage and anger.
So you didn't really enjoy Keith and the Girl.
An unverbosed jealousy.
Wow. Wow, just a blind rage with you. No, don't applaud your poor characteristics. Frank?
No. I if you were going to do real talk...
Real motherfucking talk.
Real talk. I'm pissed off right now.
Why?
I'm pissed off that they're so popular.
Well, here it is. Here it is, Frank. They've put in more work than you.
No doubt.
It has to be that they've outworked you. You look at their show. They do a show every day. It's impossible for us to do a show every day because of obligations that we had.
Right.
If we were to get paid for what we do, if this were our job, I would say that we could do it fucking hands down. We could easily do a show every day. Shit! Real motherfucking talk. So, the thing is, they do that. They put more out there. They're already building on popularity. So, I mean, it's just gonna be a bigger build for them. You say you're riddled with rage. I'm not really angry at them or their success. I understand that people enjoy listening to it. I don't know why. I understand that the fact that it happens. That's the thing. Oh, God. Can you just fucking type in one line? And, you know, I hate to tear curtains down and shit, but just type in one fucking line so that I don't have to see a barrage of fucking messages come down the screen. Anyway, Frank. You have to put in work. You can't be blind with rage because someone else is performing better than you. You know what do you think you should be doing better? Or were you too busy frantically pawing at your fucking keyboard?
Pardon?
So I guess I was just talking as a fucking buffer between you typing messages to me. Is that what it was?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't like your attitude.
I'm sorry, Frank. Listen.
What can we do? Obviously we have to be envious of them because they've accomplished something that we have not accomplished.
I'm not envious. I'm a little bit upset at the lack of quality that they put out to produce such an effect, to get such a yield. I'm not envious. I'm just mystified by the whole fucking thing. But now...
Well, c'est la viste.
What?
C'est la viste.
C'est la viste.
You never heard that saying, c'est la viste?
It's c'est la vie, Frank. Wow, you couldn't have fucked that up worse. You couldn't have fucked that up worse.
There was another...
Did you hear Hate Us Talk, by the way? HateUsTalk.tumblr.com? They had some choice words for how you should improve.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a lot of choice words for how I, you know, but, you know, that's whatever. Why would they say this time? I didn't get to hear the last week's episode.
They
yet.
Basically said that you could be replaced with a soundboard.
Oh. All right. Well, listen.
A big course button.
If you want to work that out, we can work that out. This way I can have my Tuesday nights and I can watch Lost.
But you've never seen Lost.
I could start.
And it's fiction.
I got a bone to pick with you.
I got a bone to pick with you, motherfuckers. You know,
today's the 30th, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday marked the an anniversary of something.
The 250th episode?
No. Yesterday marked the 3-month anniversary of the day that you closed on your new house. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. December 29th was the date.
90 days ago, you still haven't moved in yet. It's taking you 90 days to take a fucking chair rail down and rip up carpeting and paint a fucking kitchen ceiling, and you still haven't moved in yet. So
Hold on. Are you criticizing me?
Well, listen. What the hell takes you so friggin' long?
Hold on a minute.
What are you afraid of?
Frank.
What are you scared of?
Frank, why are you concerning yourself with the way I'm living? Do you want me to tell you everything about my life? Hold on. Why are you so concerned with where I'm living?
Because
what do you get out of it?
People are saying, why don't I go on cam? Well, when you get your studio together, that's when I'll be on cam.
Oh, you know what?
Period.
You know what,
so
Frank?
So the sooner you get your studio together and remove your mouth from your mama's teeth, that's when I will be on cam.
All right. You want to assault me now? I'm going to assault you, you bald fucking putty-scalped motherfucker. You were on cam long before the house was ever an issue. Right? Before there ever was a house, you were on cam. And when you stopped, before there ever was a house, people still said, why aren't you on cam? And you said to them, what?
I have terrible cameras.
Oh.
It never shows right. And I don't want people seeing my disgusting office. It's embarrassing.
But they see it in every video that we produce.
You
what's the big
backdrop.
Fucking deal? I have a black, unlit room. You haven't been able to figure that out.
I can't figure it out.
You get a bright monitor, you put it near your fucking face, and you turn the lights out. It's not that big of a fucking science project.
I think I know the reason why you're holding off on getting moving into this house.
What's your
theory? It's because you are procrastinating on your housewarming party. And because you're procrastinating a housewarming party, that's why you're procrastinating on moving in. I figured it all out. you're going to have a big housewarming party, aren't you?
I'm not, actually, and I will not be having a housewarming party. And you know what, Frank? I was going to invite you to the get-together that I was going to have, but now I'm only inviting Donna. I'm only inviting Donna as long as she makes pork tenderloins for everybody.
Oh,
just like your vacation. Now, Frank, people desperate for some reason, they want to see you. They want to see you on cam. P.A. Russ, do you know where he lives, Frank? Do you know where he lives?
Pennsylvania?
No. He lives in fucking Ireland. Do you understand? This guy has adjusted his whole schedule so he could watch the show. He's here live, and he's saying, I'll buy him a fucking camera. I'll buy him a fucking camera.
Listen, Ken, get your studio together, and I'll be on camera.
See, when there wasn't a studio, you had no excuse. It was your,
I know.
It was
I don't
your
feel
messy
comfortable
office.
Being on camera.
Then you're not going to feel comfortable in my studio, as you like to call it.
All right. Well.
So then what's?
I'm willing to. I'm willing to test the waters out.
No,
all right.
No. Don't
That's
fucking test the waters. You fucking.
I'm
dope.
Willing to give it a try.
Give what a try? Give
Going
what a
camera.
Try? You want me to build a studio that would do video for two people, and I'll be willing to do that just so you could try it. Just so you could say, I dig it. Because you know what'll happen? Shut your mouth. Here's what'll happen. You'll be on video for a week, and you say, dude, I don't like being on camera. Could people do... And then you won't go on. You'll find another fucking excuse why you won't be on. All it is, Frank, is fucking excuses. What's the real reason? You don't want to be...
The real reason
I
feel self-conscious when people see me while I'm doing this. That's all.
Why do you feel self-conscious? I don't understand.
I just don't feel comfortable being on camera.
Is it because when you have an idea, you close your eyes as you speak? And you point and talk with your fingers. You squint really hard, and you use your fucking index finger and your thumb together, and you just bob it up and down.
Well, you know, I may make faces that are embarrassing. You know, I don't want to, you know, what if I get up and my ass crack is showing by accident? I don't want to be embarrassed, you know what I'm saying?
What are you going to be embarrassed of?
Well, I have a hairy ass crack.
Everybody knows that. Do you understand? You've said far worse. You could literally stand up and have a fucking big blood circle on your pants, and probably this audience wouldn't even fucking just waver. No one would bat a fucking eye. The shit that you've talked about. Just just two intersecting Venn diagrams of a fucking blood circle and a shit circle on your ass, the union of which being your anus. That would be completely acceptable for everybody, based on the stories you've told. You're just being lazy, Frank, and that's what it is. You think that it's going to be such a long time before I have a studio in my new house. You think it's going to be forever, which is why you're saying, when you get it, I'll be on cam. Like, it's some big fucking treat to have you on cam anyway. People just want to see you.
Then there you go. Then there you go.
I don't give a fuck.
What's the biggest deal?
I don't give a fuck, but I'm tired of getting emails. Why doesn't Frank go on camera?
You know,
you know how many times I got that fucking email?
Forward the email to
150 times.
@gmail.com. Now I will reply.
Because you're not germfreak at Gmail, though. That's the thing. You're germfreak Frank. You don't even know your fucking Gmail account. You need a fucking nanny for every project and every endeavor. I don't understand.
By the way, I forgot. You got to tell me what my computer password is. I forgot it. So when you get a chance.
Yeah. I you know what? I'm not telling you now. Because I know you're on it. And you're lying. You don't need to fucking lie. Just be your fucking self. And you're so concerned. So concerned with my fucking house. But you'll never ask me how the renovations are going. You'll never ask me how a project is going.
I see that you have a lot of new videos that you're portraying of the work in progress of your house. I see that, and I've been enjoying it. You got your floor sanded, and you're happy that there's putty on the floors.
Yeah, well, you know what, Frank? Then maybe you could see that I'm getting shit done and not try to paint me off as some kind of a teat sucker. Some kind of apron string hanging teat sucker, as you tried to portray me. Because the truth is, you don't want to be on camera because you're self-conscious. You don't want people looking at you when you do this. Apparently, when I get everything set up, it's not even going to help that I have it set up for you to get on cam. It's not going to make it happen. You have to be in a fucking magician's box that they use to saw people in half, just lid closed with a microphone inside. And a wire running out of it. That will be your happiest spot. I don't understand. I don't know, Frank. I don't know. But yeah. I'm getting shit done.
Is the ETA of the house, you think?
I don't know. Whenever the projects I need to get done are done.
Okay, so you it could be like Memorial Day and you probably still won't be in. I mean, what do you anticipate? Labor Day? You know, what do you anticipate? What's your estimation?
My estimation is when I get the shit done, I'll be in. How about that?
Okay, so it could be the summer. It could be next fall. Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't get. Do you have a fucking hard on that you're jerking off here that you need an answer? Do you really need to do? Will you only ejaculate when I give you a specific date? Because this is fucking.
No, why?
This
because
is a little
you can't
gay.
Commit to a date.
It's a little fucking gay that you're so obsessed with finding out when your male friend is moving somewhere. What exactly? Oh, what date? Just tell me what date. That's why you're not on cam. Yeah, Shawnee Murphy's, maybe you're right. He thinks that you want to move in. That's what it is.
I have my own house, thank you.
Yeah, do you? Do you really, Frank? Because I know that out of the 8 square feet that you have for your own domain, your office, whatever it is.
I choose that area.
Right out of that area, there's kids' toys, there's Donna's stuff. You know, Donna and the kids have taken over because you haven't staked a claim outside of that office. So it's not your house anymore. You understand that? It's not your house. Don't say that you have your own house because you don't, Frank. You have an office. You basically rent space.
Yeah.
You do. Congratulations. Awesome. You're so interested, Frank. Why don't you help me fucking move?
I told you, I said, when you're moving, if you need help moving, I told you, no reservations. You can give Ed a call anytime you want.
Yeah, exactly. Did you even move your own shit, or did you have to hire somebody?
I hired somebody.
Of course.
Remember, I hired it, and every time, and twice that I moved, both movers, they fucking sliced their hand open, and I had blood all over my fucking furniture and everything.
Hold on, I need to pause here a second. Spandy Man just said, well, I won't be much help with the labor. as if I had asked him. Like, I just presented him with a contract. Spandy, will you please move my belongings into my home? I understand you have a bad fucking back, and you rip lines of ground-up painkillers on sports bar tables. It's okay. But, yeah, Frank, you need somebody for everything.
No, seriously, Ken. I will help you. But the problem is, the reason I don't volunteer to help is because the reason is because if you need help, just let me know.
I need help.
All right. When you're moving, let me know.
Okay.
I'll rent the U-Haul.
Will you? You'll pay for the U-Haul?
Of course.
Really?
It'll be my housewarming gift.
Will you load the couches and beds and cabinets and shit?
I will help you move them, but I'm not gonna can't lift the couch more myself.
You will have to do it. I'll give you a skateboard from 1986. It's very big.
Now, Ken, will you be taking that picture of that painting of a phoenix that you made when you were in high school?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be taking that. Yeah, it's a painting that I made in I think sophomore year high school that hasn't found its way out of this room. And for some reason, it's here, and it will stay here, or it'll get thrown out.
Oh, you're not taking that with you?
No.
Wow.
Did you take any of your high school creations, any of your poems? Because, Frank, don't get it twisted. I know your mother told me you were a very talented writer, which means only one thing. You've produced written works that you're not presenting to us. You're holding back fucking written works. And you know what? I demand one of those because you've been really rude to me on our 250th episode, no less. I demand you performing a poem of your own writing.
I've never written a poem. I'm never into poetry. I find it to be an utter bore.
What did you write?
Well, papers for school. I had a couple papers published in some periodicals. I had a paper published in some trade periodicals as well. I don't want to
trade periodicals.
Yeah, I don't want to toot my own horn. You know what I'm saying?
No, but believe me, no one. Based on what you said, no one would toot any horn in your honor.
But listen, I don't want to sit here and brag about myself. You know what I'm saying? Let's just move on.
You know what bothers me about you? You're a pig-headed fuck. And I take that in the nicest of ways. I asked you when it was announced that Dennis Hopper was going to be making an appearance at the Walk of Fame. I asked you to watch a movie scene, a fucking fantastic movie scene that he was in from the movie True Romance. You went to the link, you saw that it was 9 minutes long, and you said, I don't have time to watch that.
Who's going to hack it?
I can't just sit and watch that. So I said, okay, well, will you watch it later? I'd really like your opinion on this. I think that you would enjoy it. I'll watch it later. Have you watched that scene yet, Frank?
No.
Okay. You didn't watch it. But, Frank, I read your tweets a lot. Do you understand?
Right.
That shit really interests me. I read your tweets every day. And I noticed that you've posted a link, and this wasn't a retweet. This is an original fucking creation.
The germ freak at twitter.com.
It's not. That's not right. It's twitter.com/thegermfreak. I went to your Twitter, and I saw that you posted a link to a video that said every photo of Abe Lincoln.
Every known photograph of Abraham Lincoln.
Every known
photograph.
Wonderful
video. Wonderful.
I'm intrigued. I click on it.
It gives you every known photograph of Mr. Lincoln.
It was 7 minutes long.
Worth every
Frank,
minute.
I was in 5 minutes deep. He didn't even have a fucking beard or a hat yet. I don't even think he was the president. It was the most boring piece of shit. And then they find every faraway fucking picture, and the next 20 seconds later, they zoom in on it, and like, that was Abe Lincoln in that picture. Oh, here's another one. And then there's some hicks singing fucking country songs and shit about the nation. I don't know. You need to watch that fucking movie. Why is it that you would choose this bore fest over True Romance?
Because with the True Romance, you have to pay attention to the movie. Whereas with
this... It's 9 fucking minutes long!
Where with this, all you're doing is watching images, come and go. And there's really nothing to concentrate on. You're just looking. I have a short attention span. I have ADT. And I will not
be
able to read that.
I thought you had Slomans.
No, I, you know I have ADT.
You're such a fucking idiot sometimes. You really irritate the living shit out of me. I'm just letting you know. Sometimes
I cannot. I really would love
to just hollow your fucking head out.
I'm not going to sit through 9 minutes of something that I have no interest in. It'll bore me, and I have no interest in it, and I will not
sit
through.
Why are you so interested in Abe Lincoln?
I love my heritage. I love the times, and I love to.
Your heritage? If anything, you should have watched the True Romance clip. That has more information about your fucking heritage ever. The fucking Moors raped your people. And you have no idea. But no, you're going to watch Honest Abe with his fucking fist on his chin for fucking 7 minutes.
And you know, you posted a video and your father was in one of these videos. Isn't that correct? You have it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Your father looks like Abraham Lincoln.
He does not look like Abraham Lincoln.
All right.
You know what? Maybe he does. Because you know what? Watching this this video of Abraham Lincoln's fucking pictures, there are about like 7 or 8 pictures. I'm like, holy shit, that looks exactly like, and then insert name here. I honestly thought I saw a fucking tidbit at one point. I saw my grandfather at one point.
Aldo?
Excuse me?
His name was Aldo, wasn't he?
Hold on, Frank. Are you really going to do this now?
Oh, all right. Forget it.
Yeah. Do you really want to fucking go, buddy?
I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did.
Yeah. Okay. No, maybe I'll just put your fucking... I'll read off... hold on. PM me the name of the guy wearing the suit on the beach, please.
Oh, his name was Nunzio.
Of course it was. Of course it was. And that very picture was in a fucking crest of wheat on the box of a frozen lasagna. You fucking asshole. Anyway, I need to take a break, Frank. Some of the listeners are clamoring for a piss. And yeah, and Shawnee Murphy saying my father looks nothing like Abraham Lincoln. I've heard John Wayne, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't look like Abraham Lincoln, but I guess you're saying from that one video.
Yeah, it's like it's like dark and a shadow, and there's one picture of Abe Lincoln where he's got a, you know, he, I don't know, whatever. That's what came across.
It's every picture of him in dark in the shadow. It's the 1800s. They didn't have fucking proper lighting. They put explosives on a fucking piece of wood and lit it on fire to take a picture. The worst. Frank, we'll be right back. This is the DJ News Style Show, exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and what?
The place to be.
Thank you.
The DJ News Style Show will be back after something.
And you are listening to the DJ Arlovsky Show. As always, belt change hands. Dana White have new best friend. Whenever belt go, Dana White friendship go too. If you are UFC heavyweight champion, you walk by your side. You two eat the sushis. You are trade clothings, advices, and gossips, and... And I know this because I was UFC heavyweight champion. I have defeated many fighters. I have shared many meals with the sexy girl, first name Dana White. We have many giggle. We talk many gossipings. Even as interim champion, we were the pals, buddies. But now Andre has no title. I have no belt. And Andre also too has no bald, enthusiastic friends. So lonely, I turn TV, I check the Xboxes for an update to UFC video game. that might make Andre Arlovsky not shit fighter. There is no such update. And bored, I'm on the Xboxes already. I notice I have one less friend on my body list. I scan entire list of four friends and notice out of corner of eye, Dana White is no longer on my friend list. I look him up, I try to add, I see now his profile picture is of the Shane Carwin. Then it hits me. Hits me. Shane Carwin, UFC 111. He had a fight, he did very well. He will soon be Bald Brothers with Dana White, and he will be the one eating the sushis and doing the clothing swaps, and now that he holds interim belt, he will be enjoying friendships. Shane, Lesnar, and the Dana White. One big, happiest family. And where is Andre? In the shit creek without having to paddle. I call, I write, nothing. I don't know how to get back into your inner circling with you, the Dana. I don't. But I am a fighter, so I will fight to get you back. So, Dana White, I hope you can hear the podcast. I hope you download into your device whatever you think is cool. I would know, but we're not talking. I want you back as a friend to Andre. I want you back. So I will fight. I will do what I can. And hopefully we can mend the defense. So I have taken first step. I've sent flower basket made of cantaloupe pieces to your address from the company Edible Range. And I understand if you're never wanting to talk, but please feel free to enjoy the flowers made from fruits. And if you feel in your heart, your bald, sexy girl first name heart, to forgive or to take first step back towards in middle, Arlovsky will be here. This concludes tonight's installment of the DJ Arlovsky Show. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show has a brand new Facebook fan page. Thank you for deleting the old one, Frank, you incompetent asshole. The new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Congratulations, Frank, on being so technically inept that you made us add the word the. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Oh, yeah. Frank, I hope you had a nice break, buddy. What's up?
What's up?
Oh, man. I tell you. You know what the best way to chat face-to-face, Frank? Do you understand what the best way is?
Yes, I do.
Well, tell us.
It's ICU2.
That's ICU, the number two. You go to ICU, the number 2.com. You can download their software. It's free to try. Install it on your Windows PC and enjoy. Instantly, you run it, you log in, you are face-to-face with people that are from any place, Frank. Any place on the planet Earth that has an internet connection, obviously, and Windows PCs. You will be able to talk to them because ICU2 is a technological miracle. You can talk to thousands of people in instantly. Unlike some of the other sites, ICU2 doesn't cripple your user experience. Watch as many live videos as you like, send and receive unlimited private messages, and chat the way you want. Think of the way you want to do it, and do it on ICU2.com. Download it right now. Try it out. You'll be fucking around with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. The site again, ICU2.com. We'll see you there. Frank, welcome back. Did you happen to hear the DJ Arlovsky show?
Yes, I did.
It's been a while. I mean, he sounds like he's a little depressed, a little upset. And I think he has every right to be, because I think the heavyweight division is becoming very exciting in UFC. Now, I know you know this. You're obviously a big UFC fan. So you've seen UFC 111 this weekend. I would bank everything on it.
I didn't even know it was on.
Well, normally I wouldn't have seen it, or I would have checked it out in one of the rooms that provided on Pal Talk for free. No offense, I see you too. We don't see you doing any legal things there, but Pal Talk people, they don't give a fuck. The UFC 111, Frank, was the first pay-per-view that I've seen in a fucking movie theater. My dad and I, we went to the local movie theater, and we watched a live feed of this pay-per-view, and it was fucking awesome. It was fucking amazing. The sound system, you could hear teeth chatter as people were getting cracked in the jaw. Just, you could hear fucks and shits and assholes and bastards and all this shit being screamed from the people's trainers from behind the fucking octagon fence. It was about almost $20 per ticket and worth every fucking penny. Every fucking penny. And what was weird, Frank, is we were watching this pay-per-view in the movie theater, and there's like a kind of feeling that you have when you go in a movie theater. It's like, okay, I've been born and raised, you know, I've lived a life. I've been trained to know how to behave in a movie theater. And whenever the movie comes on, the lights go down, it's quiet time. Keep conversation to a minimum, watch the screen, eat your snacks, be very conscientious. But it's a little different now that they're doing these live events, because people are actually, like, at the beginning, everybody was a little bit more reserved. Like, oh, yeah, dude, I got this guy in this match. Miller's going to win this one. But by the end, people are screaming. They're yelling, "You suck." They're actually yelling, "You suck," to a fucking movie screen that is 50 miles away from the fucking fight. You fucking suck! Suck my ass!
Was it crowded?
It was, you know, for all intents and purposes, crowded except for the front rows. You know, the shit rows that you end up getting if you go late? Those were the only ones that not filled. And then there were a couple seats here and there. But it was a fucking great time. And
was this advertised that they were going to do this? Was this the first time this movie theater has done this? Or is this common for movie theaters to do this?
It's the first that I've seen of it. I know they have done some live broadcasts, like concerts and shit. I don't know if I would pay to see a concert. I mean, I'm not that into it. But if you're really into a band and you can't afford a ticket and it's playing at your movie theater, just fucking buy a ticket and sit there and eat your fucking movie food. That was the only big difference here. Usually UFC, pizza, some beers, you know, you have normal food. But now I'm eating fucking Milk Duds and drinking a Coke. So, but the whole experience overall was great. And I think it's only because the pay-per-view was fucking amazing. Frank, I don't know why you're not into UFC. You need to get into this shit. You need to just start watching it. Do you think it's... What is it? Are you not into watching fights or something like that? Or is it too brutal for you?
I find it boring.
What about it do you find boring?
You know, I was never... You know, like... remember back when in high school and you found that there was going to be a fight?
Yeah.
And it would spread like wildfire.
Antonacci is going to be going to fight fucking Junior outside of the fucking lunch cafeteria. And then, you know what? Everybody would circle around. It would be right. One punch to the face.
I was never one of the people to circle around and watch it.
I would just ignore it. Like,
cool. I'm not going to sit here and watch.
I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah. What the heck am I into?
Def Leppard albums to re-listen. Too.
No. Listen. It's embarrassing. It's show. You know what that is? It's like when people used to watch the gladiators. The audiences in the
It's Coliseum. Absolutely. Like it. There's a bloodlust that overtakes people.
I'm not into the bloodlust.
You know
friend.
What? I would love somebody to call in and really try to convince you to get into this. If you're a UFC fan and you're into the MMA or boxing or any kind of fighting, viewing it. Call in 316-768-4472. We have a caller right here, right now, actually. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Shawnee Murphy.
Shawnee Murphy! Woo! What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. What's going on?
Just hanging out. Hanging out, talking about some UFC with someone who knows nothing of UFC.
Well, actually, I don't want to talk about UFC, but Frank made me think about my ever first fight.
Your first fight?
I was a kid. My first fight that I ever had as a kid.
Yeah.
So, okay, it was you know, sixth grade, first year of middle school for me. And, you know, I was like, I don't know, like 4 feet three. I'm, you know, weighed about 42 pounds. I was this little, tiny, scrawny little bastard. But, you know, I'm an asshole. I've always been, you know, I've always mouthed off at everyone.
Uh-huh.
So I had mouthed off at this fat kid just incessantly for months. And finally, he had had enough, and he was gonna take it to me. He was going to show me how, you know, how fat guys, you know, just destroy little guys. And, you know, I'm all cocky. I'm like, yeah, this fat guy's got nothing on me. You know, now I look back on it, you know, 20 years later, I realize he would have fucking killed me. But anyway, so, you know, meet after school. We used to have intramurals after school.
Yes.
On Fridays. You know, we'd go to intramurals. We'd do stupid sports. But it was always – that was when the fights were going to happen because everyone was all together. We were all after school. So let's go fight. So we're out back. We're by the basketball courts. And, you know, we're kind of – you know, we start squaring up at each other. We're circling around. And I mean, this guy got me probably by 100 pounds. I mean, he's going to fucking kill me.
And what grade is this?
This is sixth grade.
Sixth grade. He's got you by 100 pounds. You pretty much know how to fight in sixth grade. It should be over for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get my ass kicked is what's going to happen here. And so someone realizes this. They scream, "Get the book bags." Everyone runs up on the hill, grabs their book bags, and 50 people beat the shit out of the fat kid with their book bags repeatedly. Everyone is just running up to him and slamming their book bags on him. I mean, this kid was just getting assaulted. I mean, it was like, remember that scene from Kids when they beat the shit out of that black guy with the skateboards?
Yeah.
It was just like that, except for 11-year-olds and book bags.
That's great.
And, you know, fat white kid. He was just a bloody mess on the ground.
Now, that's the type of thing that, like, in sixth grade, that will haunt you forever, and you'll become a completely different person, like a recluse. Was that the type of thing that happened to him?
Yeah, well, he was already a big fat kid. Now, I know, like, being fat's all cool nowadays because pretty much everyone's big and fat.
Yeah.
But he was the fat kid. He was the fat kid. So you know how it is. That guy that was the fat kid, he's already fucked for life.
Did you ever find out?
He just got his ass beat by 50 people with book bags. I mean, talk about being unliked for being the fat kid. 50 people decided to beat you down with book bags. Like, no one had a second thought about it. Someone screamed, "Get the book bags." Everyone ran to the hill and beat the shit out of him with book bags.
Frank, go ahead.
Two things. What were the repercussions of this? I mean, was there lawsuits or things of that nature? And secondly, do you have an idea of whatever became of this individual?
No, there was no lawsuits. I don't think anyone got in trouble. You know, it's like the whole bully syndrome. Like, the bullied guy never speaks up in school. And well, now you hear about this bitch in Boston just hung herself, and now everyone's getting in trouble. But, you know, people that get the shit kicked out of them, they never tell because it's like that, the wall of silence or whatever.
Yeah.
So nobody ever does anything. So he didn't say shit. He got his ass kicked. I mean, his mom – actually, I remember – oh, no, this is great. His mom was a big fat woman too, and she came up driving. I mean, typical big fat people, they were also like the poor people in town. Like, this guy had like two strikes against them, both poor and fat. So his mom comes cruising up in like this like 1970s sedan, sees her son on the ground, a bloody mess, grabs him, pulls him in the car, and starts driving across the field – after all the kids, just flooring it across the field. We're all running and scattering in different directions. She's just flooring around in all directions, screaming at all of us. You know, for kids, we ran in the woods and hid for hours. But that was the only repercussion to the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I have no idea whatever became of that kid.
I mean,
I went to high school with him, but I never talked to him really again.
Yeah, Frank.
Did that haunt him for the rest of – I mean, would people always bring that up, like, during his high school and whatnot, or –
Not that I recall. I mean, I was never really, you know, he was – okay. So he actually had three strikes against him. He was fat, Jesus. Poor, and stupid. So I never really saw him after that. Like, you know
– He was out.
I didn't share classes or anything with him, and so I never really saw that. But I do know that when I do see people from that day and age, we can bring that moment up, and everyone remembers it. Nobody has forgotten that having occurred.
Jesus. And you know what? The fat kid was tough at a certain point in a certain grade. He was tough There's a bell curve. He was accepted, feared, and tough. And then all of a sudden, he's the fat kid. It used to be that there was only one fat kid per grade. You were the fat kid, not a member of a fat group. And that fat kid used to be tough, became an outcast, and if he didn't lose the weight, he remained the fat kid for the rest of his life. If he ever lose the weight, he would be the person that everybody would say, oh, weren't you the fat kid?
Yeah, you're fucked. You have no way out. You're screwed. Either you were the fat kid, or you still are the fat. You might as well just stay fat at that point.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather be the current fat guy than the guy who used to be the fat kid.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Frank, you said lawsuits and stuff like that. You know, back then, nobody ever even thought of doing that shit. That's some pussy shit. That's like when, you know, people started listening to too much Smashing Pumpkins. They decided to fucking start, you know, caring about their feelings and fucking suing people if they were ever wronged. That's the worst. Now, Frank, your first fight, how many fights have you been in, first of all?
I was in two.
You were in two. When did your first fight occur?
I think it was seventh grade.
Well, were you the instigator?
No. I'm not copping out, but it's so long ago. I don't really remember what the reason why. I just know I was in two fights, and my record is 1-1.
What, 1-1?
Yes.
So you won one and dropped one.
Yes.
Yeah, I lost one of my fights. I was jumped by a few people. But
really?
Every other fight, well, you know, I started fighting the one guy, and then his friend, they basically bookbagged me without bookbags. His friends all came down, and two of them with him. You know, I'm not Jean-Claude Van Damme, which would have been the action hero of the day. All the other fights, though, were all bullshit, like grade school fights where you punch somebody and then you roll around and fucking and get dirt on your faces and throw rocks and shit, and then, you know, you're not even enemies anymore.
Oh, that's not what we were talking about?
No. Obviously, Shawnee Murphy here was ready to square up with the fat fuck who was poorly nourished with his poor family's income and poor ideas of food.
But just getting back to what I was saying before, you know, you have everybody standing in a circle just watching, you know, these two individuals, you know, fight each other. It's not for you. It's disgusting. It's an embarrassment to human society.
Now, Sean, you would definitely, even right now, see a fight, stop and watch, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
I definitely would, too. I don't know what it is in me that I need to see this person, one of these or both of them, get hurt. I need to see exactly what's going in. I'm not even going to help. I'm just going to watch. Now, Frank, you have no desire to see this happen.
I don't. It's like watching a death video or something. I have no interest in doing that either.
Okay,
so.
Well, what about this? What about a verbal argument?
Oh, that I like.
You like that, but why?
Because, you know, nobody's getting hurt physically and nobody's going to be – you know, people are equal for the most part in a verbal match. You know, whether one guy is, 90 pounds, the other guy is built like, you know, a brick wall, they can still go at each other verbally. But it's different.
From my office, I have the view of a drive-up ATM with a bank teller. I can see the bank from my office. I was in a meeting – and I started to hear a scuffle. I left the meeting and went to look out the window. The guy's saying, I want my 12 goddamn dollars! Screaming at the bank. No! Sorry! No! Stop talking! You'll give me money! I want my 12 goddamn dollars! For like 25 minutes, I was enthralled. And I was waiting, not to see how it ended, but to see who was going to either get arrested or punched. That's why I think a verbal argument to me is very... very compelling. I would watch that, but you'd watch it just because everybody's—it's all a level playing field.
It's
no
all
one's
level.
Gonna get hurt,
right? Like I said, whether you're a guy in a wheelchair or a UFC fighter, it's your wits can be the same, assuming you don't have brain damage, of course.
Shawnee Murphy, but
no, that's not true at all.
Oh,
I mean,
whoa!
There's no truth to that. I mean, someone who's good and witty is going to destroy someone who's dumb and slow in a verbal argument.
Of course.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. I'm not talking about matching wits. I'm talking about, you know, if there's a situation, something that occurred, and they're arguing about a particular situation. You know, yeah. I'm not talking about matching wits in an insult room of things. You know, I'm just talking about if something occurred. They're both privy to what occurred, so they can argue the fact.
Yeah, but if the person's dumb, what are they going to argue? Well, I don't care. Like, that's not going to win an argument.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Anybody who's smart will win, just like anybody who's athletic will win a fist fight.
You enjoy listening to people argue.
Oh, I love it more than most things.
I find it very entertaining, and I would prefer to listen to that.
Yeah, but I almost always wanted to escalate to the next level.
Yeah, that's why you're watching or listening to the verbal argument is because you're like, oh shit, something's gonna fucking happen.
This guy's gonna throw hands soon.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're waiting for.
But,
you expect
but Mr.
that to come.
Mr. Murphy, even at your age, and I think you're approaching your 30s, you still have that same you know, grade school feeling in your gut when you're gonna watch a fight like you did back then. You still get that same. You know, that same feeling?
I play hockey, so I see fights week in and week out. And yeah, every time you get up on the bench, you're clanging your stick on the boards. It's fucking great every time.
It's primal. This is what we were meant to do. We put on this earth to kill things that got in our way.
Now, let me ask you this, Ken. You have a child, a son.
Yeah.
And he gets into a fight. Are you see that your son fighting somebody. Are you going to sit there and watch it? And watch something like that.
Let me tell you something. If they get the best
of, is he winning?
Yeah. If he's getting his ass kicked,
that's irrelevant, Ken. I'm being serious now.
No, hold on. It's not fucking irrelevant. If he's winning, and he didn't start it, then I'm. You know what? Let it play out. Because he's diffusing a situation. He's teaching a lesson. If he's a bully and he's starting a fight and he's beating the shit out of some fucking kid because he's got fucking Snoopy glasses or something. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck the reason would be. Kids are very evil. But if he was starting a fight on somebody who didn't do anything, I would be upset. I honestly would, and I would probably tell him to stop it. If somebody was beating the shit out of my fucking kids, I'm going to do that old man thing where you fucking put fear into those kids without touching them. Because the minute you touch him, you're in fucking jail, basically. Back long ago, probably during my dad's era, you could probably beat the shit out of the kid. I mean, I heard stories of, like, the neighborhood parents were, like, the parents of the whole fucking neighborhood. They could beat any kid if they wanted to.
I told my nephew, like, 6 months ago that if anyone ever gave him shit, to beat the crap out of him right away.
Yeah.
Like, don't even fuck around. Like, you know, because the thing is, if you don't do that, so someone's giving you shit, you know, they're doing that. If you don't go in there and stand up for yourself, you're going to just keep getting that. That bullshit about, like, bullies getting bored is total bullshit.
Yeah,
they'll go on forever.
Bullies
first thing you gotta
live
do,
on it.
Go right there.
Exactly.
They live on it. If you don't fight back, they will keep doing it to you. So I told my nephew, I'm like, listen, anyone ever gives you shit. I wish my parents had told me this when I was younger.
Yeah.
You know, you get shit. Oh, just stay out of it. Fuck that, man. You go and you pop someone in the jaw when they're not expecting it, man. That's,
what if
that's
you don't
end.
Think – What if you don't think you could you will be successful, Mr. Murphy? Will you still involve yourself in the fight?
That's what it's all about, the cheap shot then. If you think you're going to lose, man, you come up with a sack full of pennies or something. Kick them right in the balls. There is no fair such thing as a fair fight in my mind.
There was
you
a
do anything you have to do to win.
There was a video I saw of these fight tips, self-defense tips, and one of them literally was – make sure you have a carbonated beverage and just take a sip before you start the fight and then spit it in the guy's face. Like, it was all about cheap shots.
There's nothing wrong with the little cheap shot. If you're going to lose the fight, you know, if you're going against someone that's physically stronger than you and physically bigger than you, you know, you're probably going to lose a fair fight. So, you know, going along with what Frank was saying before, that's not fair. You know, he was saying that I don't want to watch two people fighting because it's not fair. People are on an even keel. So you know what? You go about making it even for yourself. You do what mm-hmm. you have to do. You know, you go in there. If you got to fucking spit soda in someone's face, if you got to knee them in the groin, it doesn't matter. The matter is you come out of it, you know, you win, and that person's probably not going to fuck with you anymore.
And then you get charged with manslaughter and you go to jail for 10 years.
We're not saying you murder the fucking guy.
Yeah, you're taking it to a whole new level.
No, but Ken, there's been situations where people have bar fights and somebody's get killed.
That's
then
true.
Then the guy's charged with involuntary manslaughter.
I believe that was the plot of Con Air. Yes, you are correct.
And then he goes to jail. So is it worth it?
But then he had an awesome adventure with fucking John Malkovich.
You're being silly now.
You know what? It's not fair. But the thing is, Frank, he's telling his nephew this. He's not telling a 35-year-old man to just fucking fight somebody right off the bat. You know, up until you're 16, you should probably just fucking beat the person up right away.
Yeah, no doubt. Without a doubt. If you don't do that, you are screwed. Like, if you let someone get, you know, just start doing that to you and you don't stand up for yourself, you're going to be miserable.
And even if you lose, people will weigh that consequence. They're like, well, if I fuck with this kid, he's going to punch me in the face. Even though I'll kick his ass, he'll still hit me or try starting shit with me or whatever. They probably won't do it as much.
Well, see, that's the problem with most like kid fights, most fights, is there's that whole verbal altercation that always leads up to it.
Yeah,
like, you know, oh yeah, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna do all this shit.
Two minutes of shoving.
Man, you wanna get this person back. Just go up to him and cold clock him right there. Just hit him, boom. Yeah, maybe you won't knock him out, and maybe he'll get up and kick your ass. But you know what? You hurt him. I don't care who you are. If you get punched in the face, you're not expecting. You're gonna get hurt.
Would you ridicule? If you have a son, Ken, and he lost a fight, would you ridicule him for that?
No. Are you fucking out of your mind?
Well, no, because I know.
Way to drop that one, faggot.
No.
Eat your steak and go to bed. The pink one.
I don't know if you'd be the kind of person. Would you say to him, listen, you go back there and kick his ass? Would you be like that?
No, he obviously got his ass kicked by the kid. I'm not going to send him to get a second ass beating. You gave your best, you stood up to him. That's like, that's the talk, that's the route you go. You don't demand that he improves, like, send him to a trainer. You make sure that he knows that he's got to defend himself, and maybe you do teach him a few basic things. Goatweed says you need to build confidence. That's exactly the right thing.
Sitting with my son, he just turned 6, and, you know, he got into a little altercation.
Did he win?
Well, it didn't even come to that. You know, he I think somebody, a little boy, you know, may have pushed him or something like that. And then, I don't think Luke pushed him back. He just, you know, walked away. So,
Nah, you got to tell
me. He's going to get pushed again the next day.
That's what
it
is.
The next day and the next day.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
At the very least, you got to push back.
At 6 years old, you should get into a fist fight if you get handed the wrong pair of scissors in kindergarten.
I used to get in fights all the time, constantly when I was really young. I mean, I remember one time I used to go to, like, you know, normal babysitter. There was a couple kids there, and there was one kid who was actually a big for his age. He was a couple years younger than me, but he was probably about the same size as me.
Yes.
And he and I would punch each other in the face pretty much on a daily basis. And I can still remember one fight where he and I were, like, wrestling on the ground, punching each other. He, like, hit me hard, and I was stunned. He got up and started stomping on my face. And I then, you know, somehow got out of that, you know, stomping, and I flipped him over. And what did I do? I started stomping on his face.
Yeah.
Until, like, you know, the babysitter came out and, you know, broke us up. But that was, like, pretty much daily. And we were great friends. We actually just hooked back up on Facebook like a week ago.
Fucking teenage girl having to separate two people stomping each other's faces. Jesus. For $5.
We were probably like 8 years old. I mean, and this was like a daily thing where, you know, pretty much. And then, you know, you'd be fine. You'd go and you'd play. Because that's it. You earn that respect. You beat the shit out of each other. And then it's done. It's over. And kids don't really actually feel pain.
Like, no.
No, they have no, like, you know.
They
no
don't have nerves yet.
They have developed nerves.
Their bones are, like, not even developed. They have no bones. They have no nerves. Kids are jello.
I got stomped on the face.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Yeah.
And you know the only thing that bothered me? He had mud in his shoes that had gotten in my eye.
That was the only injury at all. Frank, the rule that you should teach your son is that if anybody hits you, if anybody does anything to you, then you hit them back. That's the rule. If somebody punches or pushes your son should be pushing or punching them right back. That is the fucking rule. Because then, you know what? Maybe they'll think twice before throwing another punch or shoving. They'll think twice because they know maybe another one's coming. And not even that. He should basically, as Shawnee Murphy here is saying, just decimate this kid for pushing him during nap time. Beat him into the fucking the play rug. The carpet. So, Frank, you don't like the violence. That's why you don't watch UFC. I don't know. I think it's within you. I think you're suppressing it. I think there's something that happened. Maybe you saw something.
It's too hard to get into. Is it, you know, I mean, how many different, you know all the different fighters that are out there and everything?
Just, you know better than you know every character on Seinfeld. You watch it enough, you know the names.
But how often is UFC fighting like something that's on every week? Is it like I don't understand. Like, when is it?
At this point, they have an event almost every other week. But they have, you know, they show fights on Spike TV, Versus and shit. You could, any time of the day, you could probably find a fight. So sexy, excuse me. On TV somewhere. You could probably find a cage fight somewhere on TV any time of the day. It's that big right now, and you're missing out. You're missing out. I don't know. It had been a little bit boring for a while, but it's coming back. Will you watch the next pay-per-view? For nothing more than
just a contest.
I'm
not going to pay for it.
No, obviously not. You will either go somewhere where it's being played, Pal Talk, or you will go to the movie theater and watch it in huge fashion. Because, Sean and Murphy, we went to the one UFC fight. What did we end up doing? Watched the fucking gigantic screen and heard assholes yelling around us. This is the same fucking experience, but for like, you know, $18. It's fucking incredible. So, you know, thank you for sharing your first fight story. Anytime a fat person gets beat up and I get to hear about it, I'm a happier person. So,
it does make you feel good.
It does. It absolutely does. Frank, do you have any other questions for Shawnee Murphy?
I don't, but I do want to thank him for calling in and sharing his story.
Thank you very much, Shawnee Murphy. We got to chill soon. You know that,
see
ya.
Right?
So, yeah, Frank. I mean, that to me was a great experience. The UFC in the theater. I think you need to start getting into it. I know you'll enjoy it as much as you enjoy food, correct? You really do enjoy food.
Maybe.
Well, there's a new section in a Heroes Talk forum. It was created recently called Food is Good. You go to RadioBronzeFans.com, and what they're posting in here, Frank, is they're posting different threads of favorite restaurants, the best meals that they've ever eaten, the best pizza places that they've ever been to. You know, this is the type of shit that I like because, you know, the last few trips that I've went on were basically food-based. We went to Chicago. I wanted to get Chicago pizza, Chicago hot dogs, Italian beef. I wanted to experience the local flair. So now I see that people are posting things like their best steak they've ever had. Oh, but it's in Chicago. Oh, but it's in San Francisco. Now I have another place that I could try if I ever end up in those areas again. Do you ever have a definitive meal, Frank, that you would look back on as the best meal you've ever had?
I don't, but the problem with – you were mentioning, you know, pizzerias. The problem I have is if I can get a great slice of pizza at a pizzeria and go to the same pizzeria a week later and it's the worst pizza I ever had.
True.
There's no consistency.
It really is true. In some of the more standard just volume places, you know, where they want to just get as many pies out. 100% right. But what I've found is that some of the better places are a little more consistent. I mean, they were going back and forth about this one Danino's in Staten Island where, like, they're sharing stories of poor customer service. You go to RadioBronzeFans.com. The food is good section. Check that out. You don't have a definitive meal, though, that was the best you've ever had?
No, I can't say I've had that because no, I can't say I haven't lived it my whole life yet. So there could be a meal out there that I don't even know of. But I haven't had a great meal.
No. I'm qualifying it by saying the best you've ever had. Have you ever gone out to a place?
I guess not. If I can't remember the meal, then I guess not.
No, huh?
No.
What about steak? So? Best steak you've ever had? Do you ever go out for food?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
But the problem is, I guess I've really never had – I guess – you know, now that you're asking me this, it's very interesting because I cannot recall any particular situation. So I guess it's never happened to me. I guess they've all been mediocre at best.
You know what? You've probably never just gone to a place for a specific thing. You've probably just gone to a place because maybe you heard it was
the place. I'll tell you one thing, my friend. The best hamburger I've ever had is at the Brooklyn Diner.
Ugh.
All right? So there you go.
Again with the fucking Brooklyn Diner. Do you know that there is a Blitzburger in New Brunswick?
Yeah, I know. We went there, you dumbass.
No. New Brunswick.
Yeah, I know. There's one in North End New.
Yeah. And you know what? Both of them are shit. The place to go, by the way, if you're in New Brunswick, Hansel and Griddle. I forgot to mention that to you when we were in New Brunswick.
And I will say that, you know,
I'm still working on that project.
I've gone to places where I've had a wonderful burger.
A wonderful what?
Burger.
Burger.
And then I'll go there again, and the burger sucks. So yeah. So I don't know. But I've had delicious burgers, delicious pies, delicious pizza pies. So I've had them, and I said to myself, oh, this is a great place. I'm going to go here again, and it sucks.
Are you a steak person? Do you like steak?
I only like filet mignon.
Filet what?
Mignon.
Filet mignon. So you only like filet. So you don't like steak. You're not a steak person at all, then.
No. I'm against marbling. But
that's true. We've already established.
Yeah, we discussed
that. That's true.
But the problem is I do enjoy a steakum every once in a while too. Ugh.
Frank, when it comes to pizza, thin or thick crust?
I like a thick, doughy, chewy crust.
I'm telling you, Giordano's in Chicago, Frank.
I went to Giordano's.
You went in fucking
sucked.
Alligator Alley. Don't even talk to
it
me.
It sucked. And Ed, if you're listening, you owe me $100.
You went in Alligator Alley. Giordano's in Chicago is fantastic. And you know what? I'll even give Veal Chop the benefit of the doubt. Gino's East was okay.
Nowhere I am dying to try is those cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. Gino's, I think it's called Lukey's.
Well, you know what? I sense a video blog coming on. When do you want to go?
Whenever you want. I just want to sink my teeth into those delicious cheesesteaks.
Tony Luke's will go.
And that's right across the street from the other one, right?
Yeah, there's two Tony Luke's, one across the street from the other. I'm actually not sure if the other one's still open. But it's right there in Philly. Best fucking cheesesteak I've ever had. Best Italian roast pork sandwich I've ever had. You know what? We should do is set up an afternoon where we all meet
up. Road trip to Philadelphia, yeah!
You know what? An afternoon where we go and eat cheesesteaks and then go to fucking bars somewhere in Philly. And then maybe we can get Spickle out at a fucking event.
Yeah.
And P-Roll.
Philadelphia is too far for him, and he lives there.
I actually got a message from Spickle. He's like, I wish I could have been there, guys. You know, I had some stuff going on. So, like, I felt like an asshole, you know, basically calling him out for not showing. But if he doesn't show to the Philly bar night, then he's not a friend. Not a friend. But, you know, you talk about all this food, and it's tough for me to picture you eating all this shit because I've been watching, like, everybody else who follows you on Twitter, germfreak, twitter.com/thegermfreak, on Twitter. I've been watching your food blogs.
I've posted 4 days of food blogs.
You have. But you were supposed to follow through the week. You posted 5, actually. But you didn't do, like, the last day. Like, why did you just stop? I don't understand.
Because I'm tired of the shitting on. I'm tired of the ridicule. You know, I posted that food blog just to give you an insight of what I'm eating. I didn't realize that I was going to be get shit on.
People care about you.
No, please. I didn't realize I was going to be shit on, and I said to myself, I don't need this humiliation, so I stopped.
That's what it is. Shawnee Murphy in the chat room on HeroesTalk.com says, Frank is sick of being bullied, and he never fights back. That's it, 100%. Am I right? Is he right?
I fought back by not putting the pictures on anymore.
No. Not putting the pictures on is you walking away after being punched. That's what that is. You did the walk away after, right to the mouth. Walk away. Walk away.
Humiliation overload.
Humiliation.
I'm so hooked on Quake Live. But anyway, food blog, Frank, you're doing okay. I'm looking at this. What?
All right.
You know what? It's really not all that bad.
What was good about the food blog is I said to myself, sometimes I would be hungry and I'd say to myself, oh, the camera's downstairs. I don't fucking feel like going down to get the camera.
You see?
So I wouldn't eat.
Exactly. But there was one day.
And I posted everything that was in my mouth.
Yeah.
In those 4 days.
Well, hold on. I didn't see one beverage. So you must be one thirsty motherfucker.
I told you I was not going to put coffee in beverages. I can't be bothered putting that crap in there.
Well, you drink diet sodas, correct?
Diet Cola.
That's zero calories. You drink water sometimes? Zero
very
calories.
Right? You drink a lot of coffee.
And when you drink coffee, you drink it black, so that's zero calories.
No, no, no. I don't drink it black.
Wait, I'm sorry. How do you drink it?
I put a smidgen of either half and half or non-fat milk.
Okay, you're shaving calories. You're shaving calories on the food blog. That's it. So it wasn't real. You didn't give a shit about
it. Fine, whatever.
Fuck it. Why would you bother?
Forget it.
I do remember on...
Assume that I have 3 cups of coffee a day, so there you go. I'll just put a picture, a cup of coffee.
On day 4, though, you opened it up with a nice bag of chips for breakfast.
Yeah, I mean,
Rice Krispies for breakfast.
Rice Krispies for breakfast.
And then you had a bag of chips.
I didn't have a whole bag of chips.
Hold on. Let me rewind my mental tape. I posted everything I put in my mouth. You took a picture of a bag of chips.
Listen to me. I had 2 handfuls of the chips, but I put the picture of the bag just to remind me that I had chips.
Hold on.
By the time I had eaten the chips, I had already
eaten. Shut up. If you expect any of us to fucking believe that you only ate 2 handfuls of chips after watching that video on youtube.com/heroestalk, where you basically shoved a bag at one time in your mouth and started chewing and you had to stick your head directly up like a snake fucking devouring a rat. You had the shape of the bag of chips in your neck going down your chest to your stomach. You had to unhinge your jaw. Frank, there's no way it was just 2 fucking handfuls. Admit that it was more.
It was more. A couple of handfuls of chips.
People say, you know, it says in the bag, no one can eat just one. For you, it should say no one can eat just 2 handfuls of chips.
Or no one can eat just a bag.
It's a challenge for you to just eat the bag.
Have you ever eaten a whole bag of potato chips in one sitting?
Yes, I absolutely have.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. The salt and vinegar chips are the greatest things in the world. I would eat an entire bag. That's why I stay away from them, Frank. I'm clean.
I don't like...
I'm clean.
Do you prefer a light chip or a dark chip?
What are you talking about?
Well, I will say that. Wise potato chips are very dark and they're always burnt looking. I don't like burnt dark chips.
You know what I do like? I mean, I have no knowledge of light or dark...
You've never seen Wise potato chips. They're usually a lot darker and they look burnt a lot of the time.
I mean, I've seen the occasional overcooked chip. But I mean, as far as chips go, to me, they're all the same. The only time I do get a little excited about a chip is when I see the potato skin on the chip. A little bit of the skin is still left on the chip. I enjoy that. I really do enjoy that.
And you like potato skins in general?
Yeah. Yeah, potato skin is a very good thing.
Because you've told me one time that you ate potatoes like they're apples.
I could eat a baked potato like it's an apple. Pick it up, no butter, no sour cream, and just... Funny you mentioned apple, which, I guess you felt guilty after eating the bag of chips on day four?
Well, what happens after eating something salty like that, I need something cool and refreshing, so I had a nice, delicious red apple.
Yeah, so it, like, cuts your gums or something, right, when you eat those chips? You get, like, gum fissures. So you had an apple, which was all rusty-looking. It was disgusting. And then, you know, a sensible dinner, a couple slices of pizza. But that would be okay if there weren't 6 more pictures in this photo set. The next set of pictures... is a picture of 2 slices in a box of pizza. So you had the 2 slices plate and
I
the 2 from the box.
Listen to me. I'm tired of people saying that there were more. Those slices in there were half of a whole slice. In other words, these were slices from my son's birthday party. So they take 1 slice and they cut it in half. So it looks like it's 2 halves, but it's really just 1 slice cut in half. So I didn't have 4 slices. I had 2 slices.
Frank.
Ass.
Hold on. These slices are filling an entire plate. Do you understand?
Yeah, because I took the picture close up.
No. The plate is filled with these 2 slices. When you put 2 slices of pizza on a plate, it looks very much like the first picture.
They were small plates.
Oh, bull fucking shit. Stop lying. When are you going to stop kidding yourself, Frank?
A typical pizza's cut in 8 slices. This was cut in 16 slices.
You should have had a picture of that, because I guarantee you had fucking 16. You ate a whole pizza that night. So anyway, your dinner that night was pizza then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess.
So you had two sets of two. So you had four mini slices, as you call them.
I had two full slices.
And then that would be fine if that was the last slide, but it isn't. Far from it. The next slide after the fourth slice of pizza is a bowl of creamy fucking pasta. The creamiest looking sauce I've ever seen on this fucking pasta in a gigantic
pasta bowl. I'm going to give you a little secret.
What's that?
That is a lean cuisine.
That is one lean cuisine.
It's two boxes.
Oh, you see? You ingested...
But it's still fucking, it's still lean cuisine. It's two boxes.
It's like 3,000 grams of sodium.
It's lean cuisine.
Yeah, but the sodium in those things will kill you. Lean cuisine is just a fucking name that they put on a box of shit that they sell to people trying to lose weight. Do you understand? And the people that stay thin are the ones that eat the one box for lunch, the recommended amount.
Well, that's why this wasn't lunch. It was dinner.
Well, whatever. So you ate two lean cuisines.
One box of lean cuisine cannot fill me up.
So what about one box of lean cuisine chased with four slices of pizza? Is that enough? Is it ever enough?
The pizza was my lunch.
Oh, excuse me. Now, what's this? After the lean cuisines in a bowl, you very deceptively, by the way, took the lean cuisines and put them in a bowl. Why don't you just microwave them in the box? I don't understand.
They're microwaved because they're microwaved in the box, and they have a little tray. I'm not going to sit there with two fucking trays like a fucking jackass.
In the Heroes Talk chat room, Dr. X said, Frank made two lean cuisine dinners into a fat cuisine. Okay, so after the creamy pasta, there's a picture of something brown with icing on it on a fork. Which I don't know what diet food that is, Frank. What
that
is
would
that?
Be my son's birthday. Had a piece of birthday cake.
Okay, so it's your son's birthday, which is why that's your excuse for having cake.
I'm not. It's you know what? I don't have to give an excuse. I'm trying to lose weight. Trying.
Trying.
Okay, I'm not going to be successful all time.
Ever.
Just like somebody who smokes and is trying to quit is not always has successful.
Frank,
there's times
Frank,
where I had salads for lunch. Yes, yes.
So this brown cake on the 28th. Was your son's birthday cake?
Right.
Do you remember using that same excuse for the cake on March 25th? Do you remember that? Do you remember how you told me that you had a piece of cake because it was your son's birthday?
I will preface by saying that that was birthday cake from the family party, and the other cake was birthday cake from his kiddie party.
Why didn't you wow your fucking family and say, you know what? No cake for me this time.
Well, I don't want to sit there. I got to have a piece of cake in front of my son.
No, it's not a display of manhood to guzzle down a piece of cake.
It was a small piece. They were not big pieces. You
hold on. On the 25th, yeah, that was a very, very small piece. That was about a half of a normal piece. However, on the 28th, and by the way, I'm looking at djnewstyleshow.tumblr.com. They're in there in nice slideshows, all the pictures broken out by day, the Germ Freak food blog. There's this one piece of cake that's very poorly focused and very zoomed in so that we can't see the full plate. And it's already been chewed, so there's some missing. Could have been a bigger piece. But the problem with this is, after the cake, there's another slice of pizza, which looks like a normal size slice.
That was I had as a snack later on.
And then after that, there was a fucking pan of cake. The empty pan of cake you had.
Right. I had a, listen, I'm not going to lie, I had a withdrawals, I had a breakdown, and I had a half a sheet cake.
You had a half of the sheet cake? Holy shit. Are you seriously, that you're really...
No, it was like about maybe two more slices of cake.
Okay.
But I took the picture of the pan to remind myself that I had the cake.
I noticed
what happens is sometimes I would eat the cake and then realize I didn't have to take a picture. So I just take the picture. Like the same thing with the potato chip bag. I took the bag of picture to remind myself.
Not one beverage, by the way.
I told you I'm not going to post beverages all the time.
You probably had a milkshake, too. We didn't know about.
I never had
I bet you had a milkshake and a slushie we didn't fucking know about, you
never,
fuck.
Never.
Like,
Although, you know what? I wish.
How many Starbucks did you have, you rotten fuck?
No, listen to me. I wish seven. You know those. You're aware of Slurpees, right?
Yes, I'm aware of them.
Okay. Well, they have like, they never have Diet Coke or diet Slurpees? It's always regular Coke Slurpees. Why can't they have diet Coke Slurpees?
It's because when you're on a diet, Slurpee is not in your fucking vocabulary. Do you understand? There is no healthy alternative to Slurpees.
It's just ice.
It's fucking syrup.
Not with a Coke Slurpee.
Yes, it is. A Coke
is
syrup.
It's just a soda mixed with chopped ice.
Soda is syrup. Frank, you're drinking fucking syrup. Wait, hold on. Are you telling me you think the Coke Slurpee is better for you than, like, the blue or the red? Are you really saying that right now?
The Diet Coke Slurpee is better.
They don't have a Diet Coke.
Exactly. I wish they did.
So it's not better. They don't fucking have one. Frank, you got to be kidding me. So you had a Slurpee?
No, I didn't, but I wish they would have Diet Slurpees. I always go in 7-Eleven when you get a Diet one.
When you get Cokes, do you get Diet Coke or Coke Zero?
Usually Diet.
It's a little more gay, don't you think?
Diet Coke is gay? But first of all, I drink Pepsi. So I
mean,
they
have the other zero-calorie option where you don't have to say diet.
What
you
is the difference between Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi and the zero thing? What is the difference?
Here's the difference. Look at the ingredients. The 16th ingredient is different. It's like some different variation of that one chemical.
That's the only difference.
That's the only difference. They market it to dudes who don't drink Diet Coke. They're like, oh, dude, fucking zero calories. Who gives a shit?
None of that why they do that?
Yes. Coke Zero doesn't sound as feminine as Diet Coke. Can I have a Diet Coke, Slurpee? I'm bald, and I'm desperately trying to lose weight after I just inhaled
sheet
cake.
But if you notice, I always order my Diet Colas with no lemon because that's a little fruity.
The lemon, if anything, will make it not taste like poison. Diet soda tastes like poison.
You gotta for many years, I would say to myself, how can you drink diet soda? It gives it an aftertaste. But after 20 years of drinking it, it's delicious.
Yeah, you've probably developed, some kind of disorder with your taste buds. You probably killed a lot of them.
I'm sure I did, because my taste buds are a lot different than they were when I was a child.
When you were a what?
Child.
Child. Frank, I did say that I paid attention to your Twitter a little bit, and you had a very interesting tweet about something you say to people when you need help.
Yes. Like, if I call somebody on the phone, I'm going to need their assistance in something, I will start the conversation with, hi, I'm sorry to bother you. Would you be able to help me out with this? I always say sorry to bother you so that they'll feel sorry for me.
Yeah, I mean, you're all about having different methods of making people feel sorry for you so
right.
that they help you better?
I find that if you stutter when you talk to somebody, they'll be more inclined to help you because they feel bad
for
you.
Can you give us an example? Pretend I'm a customer service person for your cable and your cable's out. Go ahead. Hello?
Hi. Yeah, hi. Question about my
bill? Well, you're really bothering me right now.
I'm sorry. I just... I don't understand something. Oh. So what I do is I stutter, and then they feel bad for you, and they'll help you.
I don't understand something.
But I do it in person as well.
You know what? At first blush, as they say in the boring and soulless corporate world, that would work. I guarantee. You know what, Frank? You're a goddamn genius. Hats off. That would work every time. Because they'll think you're a handicapped person with a fucking problem with their cerebellum. Oh, God. And nobody would... You know what, though? I have to say, there are a certain breed of phone people that do not give a fuck about what you have to say, what affliction you have, and they usually end everything with, Oh, so your service out? Yes. Anyway, Frank, that would work most times. But I don't know. And another tweet that I noticed, Frank, is you've stuck to your food blog. You posted a lot of food blogs. That was every time you ate, you posted a food blog.
Right.
You also started a workout blog. Now, could it be said that every time you worked out, you posted a picture of something you were working out on?
Well, you notice there's only one picture.
So, am I right in saying that every time you worked out, you posted a picture of some workout equipment?
Yes.
There was one picture in a week. You worked out once. Was it for a week? Was your workout a week long? Because I don't think it has done anything. And we're going to find out, Frank, right now, Frank, I'm going to ask you, get the scale!
All right, hold on a second.
This is the part of the show where Frank tries to live up to his agreement to lose 20 pounds by his 40th birthday. He started out several weeks ago at 216 pounds, and after weeks and weeks of work, he has achieved a weight of 225. His progress, or negative progress, has caused him to gain 9 pounds. Frank, I ask you, is your judge there right now? Is Donna going to be down?
Hello?
Where's Donna?
It's going to be with me again.
She's, you got to post a picture of it. No one's believing you, by the way.
I posted a picture last week.
I know you did, but they're saying, you know what they're saying on the Haters Talk? They think the whole thing's a fucking joke.
I'd only be joking myself.
Okay, we have people just throwing guesses in there, Frank. Before you step on the scale, don't do it yet. What do you think you're going to weigh? Last week, by the way, you weighed in at 225.
I think I'm
going
to weigh 227.
You think you've gained 2 pounds?
I don't know, but if I crack,
we have people. We have Dr. X. Dr. X says 231. Gambit says the fat slob is 232. Whoa! I thought you were fucking pals here. Goweed says 225. PA Russ 220. He's giving you credit here. Ustreamer 11208 says 911. Not his weight. Just what the wife will have to call.
Who is it?
Shawnee Murphy says 217.
Oh, look who Donna actually came down. So I'm gonna weigh myself.
We have an official judge.
All right.
Official observer.
I'm gonna weigh myself. I'm getting on
the
scale.
Let me ask you, are you disrobed?
Yes.
Were you disrobed last time?
Hi.
Donna, how are you? Very good to hear you. I hope everything's well.
All right, here I go.
Okay, now he's stepping on the scale. Wait for reaction. Here we go.
Get up. I want you to get up and say it. Don't sit there. Say it from down there.
She must be inspecting there with a magnifying glass.
It's less than 220.
Could you get up
and
say it?
Hold on. I think
please.
I heard...
Go ahead. What is the number?
With people guessing 225, 227, 220.
219.
219! 219! Wow. So the winner would be P.A. Russ, who guessed 220. He guessed 220 pounds. He is the closest by 1 pound off. But you've overbid, so you're fucked. You lose. The winner is Shawnee Murphy with 217. I didn't check the Pal Talk room, though. My bad. I don't think anybody got close, though. We have Tangible saying, come on, 250, you cruel motherfucker. 250 for Steve the LARPer. I thought you guys were friends. You know, this isn't the way you treat people. Frank, are you impressed with yourself? That one session.
I'm happy because, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but in addition to some of the crap I ate, there was some days that I had salads and some very modest foods and oatmeal.
Yep.
And I guess that paid off.
Yeah, but you ate a salad and then a fucking soup in a bread bowl. So, I mean, you kind of canceled that out.
No, that's true that one day, but
so
I did
now, Frank,
have a...
would you agree?
I feel inspired right
that
now.
Taking pictures of your food has helped you.
It has.
Are you going to continue doing it?
All week long.
Yeah! Another week of food blogs.
But I feel as though I'm boring people by putting my pictures of my food blog in there. That's why, and during last week, I said, are you guys bored with this? And I'm just worried about that.
I don't think you will. You know, Frank, you're not losing followers. You're gaining followers.
I lost 8 followers over the weekend.
Oh, shit. Really? You must be boring the shit out of those people then.
That's why I don't think I should do it anymore.
Go, you know what? Do it for the people that are sticking with you. Fuck the people that want to leave. They're in it for the big name. They see Germ Freak, they click follow. They're like, I'm following the big boys.
I wish... I don't know why I'm losing these people.
Well, you know what? They're probably fake girls that want you to contact them on MSN and send them roses and shit. Frank, I'm proud of you. You lost some weight. I can't wait until the next week's conversation between me and you, where I'm chastising you for gaining weight. I don't know. I don't understand. It's been a bit of a roller coaster. 216, 220, 221, 220, 216, 223, 216, 225. 219. So now, like, your dips are getting higher. Do you understand? Like, you used to dip back to your starting weight, but now you're only dipping back down 219. If you don't dip further next week, it might be a lost cause.
What do you mean?
What are you? Well, every dip you've had has been back to 216. This latest dip is 219. So if next week you don't go back down 216 or less, if you go up, you gain. I don't know, man. It might not be
scale,
in the cards.
The scale photo blog has been posted.
Okay. The picture of the scale is on twitter.com/thegermfreak. Follow him.
Wow.
Stay up to date.
I'm very touched by what Goatwee just posted on Twitter. He said, "At the Germ Freak needs more support. Follow him for his food blog on his quest to lose 20 pounds by the time he's four."
There you go. Goatwee is a class act. Goatwee is a class act. Rumor has it he's an asshole.
Oh,
but he is a class act. He's been here every week, and he's doing okay. He says it's not a rumor. So Frank, next week, what's your plan? You're gonna post everything you eat
tomorrow. Yeah, my prediction for next week is 216 pounds.
Okay,
that's the original starting weight,
216 pounds. If you think that Frank is going to be less or more than 216, you need to follow him and send him a reply with the weight you think he's going to be. That's twitter.com/thegermfreak. Let him know where you think he's going to be next week at next week's weigh-in for 20 by 40. Thank you, Frank, for sticking through with this. I gotta say. Another thing that's very exciting, Frank, very, very fucking exciting. Do you know what I'm even leading to here?
No.
You have no idea that people are returning. People are coming back. We're talking about the What Show.
Oh,
you aware of the What Show coming back, Frank?
I guess Jeffrey,
Yeah, they're doing it. They're making it happen. The What Show makes their triumphant return to hear us talk. Friday night, 9:30 to 12:30.
We should take bets on how long we think that What Show will last this time.
I'm going to say 5 weeks.
Oh, I will go.
At least.
I will go for 6 weeks.
What a great theme song. I seen Indiana and Atlanta. I got a Cocker Spaniel. Yeah. Probably the only rap song that mentioned the word Cocker Spaniel, which makes Teddy very, very happy. So, Frank, don't forget, Best in Show Thursday night, 8 to 11, every Thursday night, bestinshowradio.com. The What Show coming back Friday night, 9:30 to 12:30. Don't forget, Hate Us Talk, hateustalk.tumblr.com. We need to appease those motherfuckers because they think that we're slacking. We're a little complacent, Frank. Well, I don't think so. I don't think I'm complacent. I think I'm just comfortable where I am. So anyway, that concludes episode 250. Thank you, everybody who's listened to the show, who has stuck by it, who has recommended to other friends, colleagues, and the like. We really, really appreciate it.
And follow me on Twitter. At germfreak at twitner.com.
At Twitner? Yes. Go
at
to
twitter.com.
And me, DJ Newstyle, at twitter.com. So, Frank, I want to say to you, I think we have had a good show today.
Yeah, it was all right.
Thanks, everybody. Really, really appreciate it. Can't thank you enough. Keep spreading the word. DJNewstyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done, ever, ever. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to YouTube.
Let us be the next Keith and the Girl.
Fuck Keith and the Girl. Fuck Red Bar Radio, even though they were not really as bad as the other two. And fuck, you look nice today. You look like shit today. Fuck you and your mom. Thank you. I love you. Frank, is there anything you want to say? At all?
Yes. Cue the music.
It's on. Go.
I don't hear it. You're talking to a fucking sign.
Shout it.
It packs a real punch. It's sticking. It's sticking. You're not a friend. I'm a scared. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. But this is us. Hey, Ken, is there anything that you'd like to say?
You're an asshole! Keith and the Girl is a fucking snooze! Fuckface, that's just the Holy Spirit. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!